Welcome, 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 welcome to Radical Jack's Views, man. What's up, guys? Oh, man. Another week. Some more controversy. But most importantly, we got Endgame coming in 3 days, man. We've been waiting 10 years for this. Alright? And it's finally coming. Everything Marvel is finally just coming into one big old steaming sack of happiness. And don't worry. For all you people out there that don't understand and quite frankly haven't been caught up, that's fine. That's what we're going to do today. Today I am breaking down all of the MCU movies leading up till Endgame. So if you haven't had time to watch all the movies, if you don't know who Captain America is or Thanos or even who Bucky Barnes is, don't worry about it. I got you. We're going to get you hooked up here on Radical Jack's Views. The podcast for you. All right. We also got some quick shooters coming up today. We're going to be talking about police brutality because obviously that's still a problem because white people still don't understand that, you know, we're not animals. And Jesse Smollett is over here doing his thing. Big horse face. Laura Ingraham. You know, the lady that's just got so much to say about her. Of course, Trumpy Bear, he's got some shit going on. And, you know, we're going to roll over, talk about Coachella, NBA playoffs. Got a lot of stuff lined up for you guys, man. All right, so stay tuned. We're about to get into it. Radical Jack's Views, man. Let's go. Alright, so, I don't know if you guys are aware, but recently there was an attack on, I want to say he was 15-year-old black boy. So, apparently these cops felt that it was necessary to attack this young man. He was watching his friend get detained. His friend's cell phone fell on the ground. So, being a good friend, not wanting his shit to break, he picks it up. And as he's going to pick up the phone, he gets pepper sprayed. Then he gets thrown to the ground with his face slammed on the ground. And then the cops start punching him in the head. As everybody's looking around, of course, just recording and telling the police to stop. Why the fuck is this still an issue? Seriously, I am just wondering, like, dude, and I get it. It's kind of like a rhetorical question at the end of the day. Like, we don't know. Nobody knows the real answer. It's just ridiculous, man. Like, why is police brutality, like, still this thing? What's so hard about understanding that this is a kid? He wasn't a threat. He didn't do anything. He picked up a phone. You literally looked at him, saw what he picked up, and then still was like, you know what? I'm going to spray this man. And then I'm going to tackle him. And then my buddy's going to come over out of nowhere, slam his face on the ground, and punch him. Like, y'all hate us that much? Seriously? Y'all hate us that much? Like, it's that bad. Where you really feel like you just got to attack an unarmed, honestly, just He wasn't even like a threatening child. Like, his kid was skinny as hell. Just little ass kid, man. Like, it's crazy, bro. And I mean, you know, I'm not here to sit up here and go on for days about this, because at this point, like, we all know that police brutality is real. And at this point, they're just hunting us down. Dude just got in trouble for selling black people to prisons. Just got sentenced to 28 years. What's his name? I don't remember. Some white guy. Some old white fuck. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, like, their names aren't even important at this point. It's just like, bro, like, could we stop? Like, fuck, man. You guys, like, why do y'all hate us so much? That's the question. Hey, if you got white friends, that's what we should be asking them. Why do y'all hate us so much? What the hell did we do to y'all? Y'all the motherfuckers that brought us over here, right? Like, we didn't ask to come over here. Then we build your fucking country. And then, now that you can't fucking make profits off us being slaves, you throw us in jail all the goddamn time. You know, on some petty shit. You really look at the jail, most niggas in there for drug charges. What drugs? Weed. What are we doing? Legalizing it. Tuh. But we are not overturning... You know what? See, this is going to get me riled up, and it's kind of pointless for me to get riled up about this, because we just need answers at this point. We need solutions. Not even answers. We need solutions. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell is going on, man? We have to do better. Period. Now, moving on to sweet, sweet Sally. Mr. I can sing a little bit, but my high notes are a little off. Juicy J, a.k.a. Jussie Smollett, having night terrors now. Bro, night terrors? Night terrors? Like, fam, what is going on? The city was going to let you go. All you do is pay up. Now you don't want to pay. Now they're suing you. Now you might get in trouble for that. And you're having night terrors. Because you really... want us to believe this lie that you made up, you concocted, and didn't think it through. Just say I fucking lied. I wanted to get paid more. I wanted to play on the gay thing. I figured, hey, people have sympathy for gay people. Then I'm black. I can mend these two together, and then I'll get paid more. And then I might be the big star on the TV show. And you're getting written off. You're getting fired. Now your paycheck really ain't happening. What's going on? Sweet, sweet Jussie? Juicy J? Man. This guy is ridiculous at this point, man. This is crazy. Hey, and all you people out there sympathizing, I still believe Jussie. Stop being stupid. Wake the hell up. He ain't ever get jumped. He ain't get beat up. He paid him, plan fell off, fell through, that's all that happened. And now he's backtracking like a white man that said nigga in the wrong crowd. Alright, that's all it is. It's that simple. Jussie, you, yay, man. What do we like to say? You're uninvited to the cookout, buddy. That's that. Now, moving on to this horse-faced dick in the mouth, ugly ass, wrinkled up, bad aging, just no lip having monkey, Laura Ingraham. Y'all know who that is. She's the lady that told LeBron and everybody to shut up and dribble, because apparently black athletes didn't have a voice. Fuck this lady, man. And I'm doing my best not to say the B word, because I don't like calling women that. It's rude. You know what I'm saying? But this old ass piece of trash, this goddamn long face, ugly ass mummy, she just needs to suck like 80 AIDS dicks and get the fuck out of here, man. I'm over her, man. Tired of her. You know what I'm saying? She's gonna sit up here and laugh at Nipsey Hussle dying because he made a F. Donald Trump song. Whoop-de-doo. The man did die, you know what I'm saying? It's like, just a little respect is that hard to come by? Because he's a gangster, because he's a rapper. And now he made F Donald Trump, and I guess he didn't know that Donald Trump, you know, had the lowest unemployment rate. Fuck all that, man. The man died, and you're sitting up here laughing at him. You know? Then she just recently did something else. Matter of fact, you know, let me look that up real quick, man. Let me look that up for you guys, just so you know how trash this goddamn bag is. She's just, Laura, I suck Dick Ingram. Let's see. Goddamn dumpster. Oh, she's got a podcast too. Don't waste your time listening to it though. She's trash. It's not popping up right now. I did this real life, you know what I'm saying? I didn't edit it out or nothing. She literally just did something else. But you know, hey, look, either way, fuck this lady, man. Alright? She obviously has no respect for us, and I damn sure ain't gonna have no respect for her. Alright? Fuck Laura Ingram. She's trash. She can die. She needs to get the fuck off of TV. Show some goddamn respect. She's probably mad because her daughter probably sucking a long black dick right now. Fuck you, Laura Ingram. If you ever hear this, fuck you sincerely from me. All right. Now, Trumpy Bear. At this point, I don't even, man, look. So Donald Trump at this point has got to be like king of crime, right? Like, I mean, this dude has been thrown in so much shit, whether it's speculation or truth. At this point, it doesn't even matter. And no, everybody, impeaching him is not the key. It's too late for all that. All right? It's way too late. Election time about to be up. You know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't no point in impeaching him at this point. So let's let that impeach speech go. Should have happened 2 years ago. But it didn't. So, it is what it is. How about we just plan on not voting this man in? Because honestly, the way that it's looking, it looked like he about to do this 8-term thing. You know what I'm saying? It's 8 years, double term. And I'm just like, you know, shit. I'm honestly, I just don't want him to be president simply just because I don't want to hear about my president tweeting and doing bullshit every day anymore. That's really it. It ain't got nothing to do with him being an open racist. It ain't got nothing to do with him being a literal idiot. You know, like, he just needs to get out of there, bro. Like, he is just a distraction. He's annoying. That's it. He's just a big-ass, annoying, little-hand orange man. And he just needs to go back to being, you know, the apprentice guy. Like, just go back to owning your hotels and shit. Like, get out of here, dude. I'm over it. And I'm still trying to figure out how you Trump supporters are so gung-ho about him and trying to pretend like he's this and he's that. But your man is, like, literally a crime, like, magnet. He's literally walking crime. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at everything he's done. And you know what's funny about Trump supporters? They're so quick to, like, give you facts on everybody else. But then when you give them facts on Trump, it's like, well, what's your source? Bitch, the news. The same source that you use to big up this man is the same source I use to down him, man. It's all in the same place. CNN, C-SPAN, Fox, whatever you want to use. I know a lot of y'all think that some of this stuff is biased. So, I mean, hey, whatever. At the end of the day, it is. It's all trash. All media is going to be there to sway you in one way or the other. But shit, this man is obviously a criminal. Like, as soon as Donald Trump is done being president, they should just literally walk up to him and just arrest him. Like, hey, fam, just off of GP, like, we gotta arrest your ass and you gotta go sit in jail. Just make him sit in jail for like a month. You know, just cause. I don't even care. Just make him sit in jail for a month. Just cause. Like, just because of all this dumb shit. Just because of the headache. How about that? Just because of the headache that you cause, go to jail. All right. And then look, Kanye at Coachella. All right, so let's pause. Coachella was the shit last year because B came through and made that shit a real thing. You know what I'm saying? Coachella's always been cool, blah, blah, blah. But Beyonce did something incredible. All right, Beachella was fire. Go ahead and look it up on Netflix. Beyonce Homecoming,
it's the shit.
She's got a three film deal with Netflix, so she's actually gonna be releasing two more specials. I don't know what the hell they're gonna be. Maybe they're concerts. I don't even know. But yeah, she did a deal with Netflix, and Beyonce is balling right now. She's making stupid money off of that damn Coachella experience. So, you know what I'm saying? Check that out. But Kanye, I might be crazy West. He did a Sunday service at Coachella, and for one, it was through a peephole if you watched it online. Really weird. You know, I guess that was artistic. Some Kanye fan would be like, that was genius. It was ahead of its time. It was stupid. All right. Ain't nobody trying to watch that shit through a peephole. That was dumb. Then, if you look out in the crowd, everybody's looking like, fam, what the hell is this? I came to listen to Kanye West. Give me some hits. Anything. Anything off of any of your albums. Like, ain't nobody here for that Sunday service mess. And I get it. It was cool. You know, they prayed and all that good stuff. Had the choir going. DMX came up there, said some cool stuff. But at the end of the day, like, bro, you're performing a concert at Coachella in front of millions of fans. Like, give them something. You got, when you got the whole crowd looking like, word, like, this is what you're doing. Maybe you should just, you know, drop a Jesus Walks, something. You want to do Sunday service, do Jesus Walks, and don't say shit. You know, like, it's that easy. I don't know, man. Everybody listening to this, if you're looking for the old Kanye, like, we can officially say that nigga is gone. Let it go. Old Kanye ain't coming back. He is far gone. All right? And yes, artists grow, artists develop, artists do this and that. But the old Yeezy is null and void, man. That dude, he ain't there no more, man. He's simply not there no more. Just let it go. And that's all I really can say about Kanye, man. I mean, hey, it is what it is. Let's get on these NBA playoffs, though. Boop, 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 boop. So, Antetokounmpo. Giannis is how some people say his name. His name is actually pronounced Giannis. Look it up. You know, him and the Bucks, they went off and went ahead and slapped the Pistons in the face. That was a pretty easy one, though. Blake Griffin was injured most of the time. Blake came back, but honestly, he shouldn't have came back. It was a waste of time. Like, you weren't going to win four in a row, so you should have just stayed off, Blake. You know, you're older. Your body needs to heal. Come back next year. Try it again. You know what I mean? Toronto is 3-1. Obviously, Toronto's going to win. I don't even know how they're struggling with Orlando, but hey, cool. Well, I'm not going to say they're struggling because they're 3-1, but Orlando still got that one game, which is weird. But Kawhi Leonard, arguably the best player in the game. If you disagree, at me. I don't really care. The dude could do both on the floor better than anybody else. He's playing defense and offense at a 10 on both levels. Nobody's doing that. Period. Nobody's playing defense on both sides of the floor like that. Antetokounmpo is cold, don't get me wrong, but his offense isn't as cold as Kawhi's. We can't have Antetokounmpo scoring like KD. You know what I mean? Like, it's not happening. So, Kawhi Leonard, definitely, if not number one, number two in the league. OKC is definitely in trouble. I don't know what the solution is. I'm a Westbrook fan, but I have to lean more towards the KD whole I can't win with Westbrook. It's really looking bad out here, man. Westbrook is shooting like shit, and I don't understand that at all. Like, what is going on, Russ? You're killing me, man. Killing me. It hurts, man. My man averaging triple-double number three, you know? Don't get me wrong. Like, Russell Westbrook is enshrined. He's a legend. He's going down as a legend. Regardless of what you think, he's a legend. Averaging a triple-double 3 seasons in a row, you call him a stat stuffer, whatever you want. The man is 77 and, like, 23 with the triple-double. So, obviously, he's winning those games. It ain't like he's just stacking stats and then losing. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Paul George was injured, so that could be an excuse as well. Who knows? Kevin Durant. You know, it's funny how ESPN twists the narrative. You know, Kevin Durant had like two bad games at the beginning of the series. Everybody, oh, Patrick Beverley, he's the Durant stopper. He's the Durant stopper. Blah, blah, blah. Patrick Beverley's a dog. Don't get it twisted. He's a dog. I mean, he wears Air Force Ones. Like, I don't know if y'all saw that. Look it up. Patrick Beverley had low top Air Force Ones on. Crazy. All right. Any dude that's in the NBA playing in Air Force Ones is a dog. All right. He don't care. He gonna rip your soul out. But we're talking about Kevin Durant. All right. Yes, you are allowed to have bad games. It happens. Everybody's had them. Michael Jordan scored 12 points once. Okay. Kobe shot 3 air balls in a row once. It's terrible. All right. Everybody has bad games. LeBron James, check his free throws. That's not even like, that just happens. He's just a terrible free throw shooter. All right. Everybody has flaws. But if you think that Kevin Durant was just poochies because he had 2 bad games, well, you're wrong. That man came through and showed everybody, shut the hell up. Now OKC is about to, you know, chill. Wait on the Rockets. We're going to watch this series. We already know Golden State is going to beat the Rockets. I mean, some of you guys out there, you know, maybe you want the Rockets to pull it out. Personally, nah, whatever. I don't like James Harden. Fight me. So, you know, KD, still number one in the league, arguably. You know what I'm saying? He's the best player in the league. It's close, I guess, if you want to say it's close, but not really. Like I said, Kawhi Leonard, and then everybody else, you know. So, OKC, I mean, oh my God, Kevin Durant, OKC, sorry, it's just a thing. But, all right, Golden State is definitely going far. Everybody knows all roads lead through Golden State, so hey, that's that. Now, on to the main topic, MCU, all right? Marvel Cinematic Universe, guys, all right? If you're not a fan, by all means, go ahead and turn it off, man. It's fine, all right? But if you want to become a fan, now's your chance. I'm here. I'm going to let you guys know everything you need to know. Of course, I'm not an expert, guys. To you guys, I'm an expert. I know all about these movies. I know what's good. I know what's not. Fight me. I don't care. All right. Before we get started, I just want to put it out there. Captain America is the most important person in the MCU. I don't care. At me. We could talk about it. I'll destroy your argument. I don't care. All right. It's Captain America. Without him, nothing else moves forward. Period. That's it. Now, we're going to go through phase 1, 2, and 3, leading all the way up to Endgame, all right? I want you guys to get caught up. We got 3 days. As of this recording, we got 3 days, guys. And then Endgame is going to bust us in the face, and it's going to be so awesome, all right? They're going to smack the shit out of us with this amazing movie. So, let's go ahead and get it started, all right? And I'm going in order of timeline, not movie release dates. So this is the actual order of the MCU and how it should be watched, not how it was released. All right, give you guys great timelines. Gonna break down each movie. I'm gonna do it briefly so we're not here like for 3,000 hours, okay? But go through everything, give you a rundown, give you a personal opinion on the movie. Hey, I liked it. Hey, I didn't like it, you know. Might go into detail, might not. But yeah, this is the official Radical Jack walkthrough to Endgame. We're going through the MCU. Here we go. Phase 1, Captain America, the First Avenger. Now, this takes place between 1943 and 1945. All right. Now, it is 1941 and the world is in the throes of war. Steve Rogers wants to do his part and join America's armed forces, but the military rejects him because of his small stature. Finally, Steve gets his chance when he is accepted into an experimental program that turns him into a super soldier called Captain America. joining forces with Bucky Barnes and Peggy Carter, Captain America leads the fight against the Nazi-backed Hydra organization. All right, now that is a Captain America First Avenger. All right, now that movie, kind of boring, not gonna lie, but I get what they're trying to do. But if you watch it, it's kind of whatever, you know what I mean? Now, the next movie would be Captain Marvel. Yes, it came out in Phase 3, but it takes place in the 90s, and Captain Marvel is the start of the Avengers Initiative, so she is technically Phase 1 material. Captain America takes place in 1995, and she is an extraterrestrial Kree warrior who finds herself caught in the middle of an intergalactic battle between her people and the Skrulls. Living on Earth in 95, she keeps having recurring memories of another life as a U.S. Air Force pilot, Carol Danvers. With help from Nick Fury, Captain Marvel tries to uncover the secrets of her past while harnessing her special superpowers to end the war with the evil Skrulls. All right, so Captain Marvel, she is actually a human Kree hybrid. She gets exploded, the Kree stuff, whatever mutation genes. They mutate her DNA, give her these powers that make her incredible. All right. She is, in fact, Carol Danvers. She's not having another life. She is Carol Danvers. All right. And then the Skrulls turn out not to be evil. You know what? Well, you guys should already know this. We're doing a whole breakdown. It's not going to be spoilers. I don't know what to tell you. Spoilers. So, yeah. So the Skrulls end up being actually good people. A lot of people were mad about that because it's a comic book twist. I'm not going to go into that. But the Skrulls are evil in the beginning. And then she finds out that, no, it's actually the Kree that are evil. And the Skrulls are good, happy people. And she ends up helping them. Good job. This movie is a great movie. A lot of people didn't like it. But I feel like this is a Nick Fury movie featuring Captain Marvel. So I personally enjoyed it. Go check it out. All right. Now, after that, we got Iron Man. This takes place in 2010. Billionaire industrialist and genius inventor Tony Stark is conducting weapon tests overseas, but terrorists kidnap him and force him to build a devastating weapon. But instead, he builds an armored suit and upends his captors. Returning to America, Stark refines the suit and uses it to combat crime and terrorism. All right, now this is actually the first movie that we got in the MCU. All right, it was great. At its time, it was phenomenal. Everybody loved Iron Man, okay? Now, it does have the whole big ugly monster fight at the end. Kind of boring. But overall, the movie was cool. Redefined superhero movies, all right? Next, Iron Man 2 takes place in 2011. With the world now aware that he is Iron Man, billionaire inventor Tony Stark faces pressure from all sides to share his technology with the military. He is reluctant to divulge the secrets of his armored suit, fearing information will fall into the wrong hands. With Pepper Potts and Rhodey by his side, Tony must forge new alliances and confront a powerful new enemy. All right. So there you go. This movie is just a continuation of the first one. You get the introduction of War Machine. That's really it. Final boss battle. Kind of whatever. All right. Next up, we got The Incredible Hulk. That takes place also in 2011. Side note. There is a movie called Hulk with Eric Bana, and a lot of people don't like to include that into the MCU, but it is canon. This movie is literally a sequel, but hey, whatever. Scientist Bruce Banner desperately seeks a cure for the gamma radiation that contaminated his cells and turned him into the Hulk. Cut off from his true love, Betty Ross, and forced to hide from his nemesis, General Thunderbolt Ross, Banner soon comes face to face with a new threat, a supremely powerful enemy known as the Abomination. All right. Now, the Hulk Abomination fight is actually pretty good. The movie itself, I'm not a big fan of, but the Hulk Abomination fight is pretty cool. You get the signature Hulk smash, you know, all that good stuff. Thor, also in 2011, as the son of Odin, king of the Norse gods, Thor will soon inherit the throne of Asgard from his aging father. However, on the day that he is to be crowned, Thor reacts with brutality when the gods' enemies, the Frost Giants, enter the palace in violation of their treaty. As punishment, Odin banishes Thor to Earth, while Loki, Thor's brother, plots mischief. plots mischief in Asgard. Thor, now stripped of his power, faces his greatest threat, Earth. Now, Thor's all right. He goes to Earth, learns humbleness, learns, you know, he should be better, gets his powers back, then he fights. Thor's kind of boring. That's just me. All right. Then we got the Avengers. Boom! 2012. When Thor's evil brother Loki gains access to the unlimited power of the energy cube called the Tesseract, Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D., initiates a superhero recruitment effort to defeat the unprecedented threat to Earth. Joining Fury's dream team are Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, and Hawkeye. All right. Now, the reason they're brought together is that the Earth is under threat by smirking Loki, Thor's adopted brother who controls the Tesseract, a pulsing cube of energy that opens a gateway to the universe. Through it, he plans to attack Earth with his fleet of reptile-looking monster machines. It goes completely unexplained where Loki now resides, how these dragon machines are manufactured, and so on. Both Loki and Thor are obscurely related to the gods of Norse mythology, as we know from last year's Thor. Right? Last year's Thor, yeah. But we find out later on that Loki actually got all that stuff from Thanos himself. So the attack on New York was actually orchestrated by Thanos, blah, blah, blah. Avengers assemble. All right. Summary of phase one. When the Marvel Cinematic Universe all began, Iron Man may have been the very first film released. Second World War set was Captain America. But like I said, it comes first on the timeline. The rest plays mainly out in release order, minus Brie Larson's Captain Marvel, which I told you guys came out in phase three, but it actually takes place in the mid-90s, so it falls into phase one chronologically. All right, phase two, Iron Man 3, 2012, plagued with worry, insomnia, desperation from saving New York from the destruction, Tony Stark now is more dependent on the suits that give him his Iron Man persona. So much that every aspect of his life is affected, including his relationship with Pepper Potts. After a malevolent enemy known as the Mandarin reduces his personal world to rubble, Tony must rely solely on instinct and ingenuity to avenge his losses and protect the people he loves. Now, this movie is loved and hated. I don't think there's an in-between for it. The Mandarin turns out to be a regular guy. People were pissed about that. Tony Stark really isn't even in his Iron Man suits the whole movie, so it's really just a Tony Stark movie. This movie should be called Stark featuring Iron Man. But a lot of people like this movie as well. Some people think it's the best Iron Man, etc., etc. Personally, I don't think they liked it too much as far as like Disney, because they never really reference it. They never talk about the Mandarin. Pepper Potts' magical powers were never brought up again. So low-key think they retconned this. Hey man, that's up to you to decide. Thor, The Dark World, 2013. In ancient times, the gods of Asgard fought and won a war against an evil race known as the Dark Elves. The survivors were neutralized and their ultimate weapon, the Aether, was buried in a secret location. Hundreds of years later, Jane Foster finds the Aether and then becomes its host, forcing Thor to bring her to Asgard before Dark Elf Malekith captures her and uses the weapon to destroy the Nine Realms, including Earth. Now, guys, this one is also very torn for me. A lot of people think Thor 2 is fire, and I know a lot more that think it's trash. I personally fell asleep on this movie multiple times. I am not here to lie. I've never watched this movie. I can't. I tried. I go to sleep every time. Every time. I'm sorry. The movie boring, man. But hey, man. 2013, that's what happened. Now, 2014, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. After the cataclysmic events in New York, with his fellow Avengers, Steve Rogers, aka Captain America, lives in the nation's capital. As he tries to adjust to modern times, an attack on S.H.I.E.L.D. colleagues throw Rogers into a web of intrigue that places the whole world at risk. Joining forces with Black Widow and a new ally, the Falcon, Rogers struggles to expose an ever-widening conspiracy, but he and his team soon come up against an unexpected enemy, which would be the Winter Soldier. Now, guys, this to me is the best Marvel movie, period. It is number one. I hold this above everything else. This movie you can watch by itself and it would just be a dope ass spy movie. All right, walking into this, I was totally unaware how hard it was gonna be. The first Captain America movie, in my opinion, sucked. So when this one came out, I was just like, eh, whatever. Me and my mom went to watch it, and it was fire. The Russo brothers' first movie that they directed. So, you know, they did some things. The fight scenes, everything in this movie is just fire. Literally, it's fire. It's like Jason Bourne on steroids. All right? Steve Rogers really showed everybody what it was. Bucky Barnes was cold as a Winter Soldier too. It's a great movie. If you haven't seen Captain America Winter Soldier, please go see that one, man. Do yourself a favor. It also introduces Falcon. If you guys don't know who Falcon is, he's Clarence from 8 Mile, a.k.a. Papa Doc. All right. Guardians of the Galaxy 2014. Brash space adventurer Peter Quill finds himself the quarry of relentless bounty hunters after he steals an orb coveted by Ronin, a powerful villain. To evade Ronin, Quill is forced into an uneasy truce with four desperate mischief. Misfits. Gun-toting Rocket Raccoon, tree-like humanoid Groot, enigmatic Gamora, and vengeance-driven Drax the Destroyer. But when he discovers the orb's true power and the cosmic threat it poses, Quill must rally his ragtag group to save the universe. Now, Guardians of the Galaxy is regarded as one of the best MCU films. It was also one of the films that nobody really expected because nobody knew about it. A lot of people, if they weren't like supreme nerds, they didn't even know what the Guardians were. I'm one of those people. Had no idea who the Guardians were. I was like, oh, okay, this is a thing. So, yeah, pretty awesome. Sneak attack, Marvel dropped it, everybody loved it. All right, and then also, you know, Guardians 2 comes out and then you find out Peter Quill's dad is a god and kind of helps you understand why Peter Quill could grab the Tesseract. I mean, not the Tesseract, the what is it, the power stone, and not kill himself. And then we got Guardians Volume 2. That also takes place in 2014. They were like seconds after each other. Peter Quill and his fellow Guardians are hired by a powerful alien race, the Sovereign, to protect their precious batteries from invaders. When it is discovered that Rocket has stolen the items they were sent to guard, the Sovereign dispatch an armada to search for vengeance. As the Guardians try to escape, the mystery of Peter's parentage is revealed. Like I said, his daddy's a god. So you get to watch a big fight between Kurt Russell, who plays his dad, and Peter Quill. And it's actually pretty good. Guardians 2 is pretty fun. The music is fire. I still think the music from the first one was better, but that's just because that's the first one that you got. But watching the second one, the music is still awesome. James Gunn did his thing with these movies. All right? Very important. Next, 2015, we get Avengers Age of Ultron, a.k.a. Vision's origin story. All right, when Tony Stark jumpstarts a dormant peacekeeping program, things go terribly awry. All right, forcing him, Thor, the Hulk, and the rest of the Avengers to reassemble. As the fate of the Earth hangs in the balance, the team is put to the ultimate test as they battle Ultron, a technological terror hell-bent on human extinction. Along the way, they encounter two mysterious and powerful newcomers, Pietro and Wanda Maximoff. Now, some people know them as Magneto's kids, but here in the MCU, we have called them the twins, all right? And they're not mutants, they're just gifted, all right? So this is also the introduction of Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. Quicksilver dies, the end, Scarlet Witch sees her brother died, goes off, destroying everything in sight. Hawkeye has a nice conversation with her to let her know, get off your ass, help us out, don't be a crybaby. All right, Ant-Man comes in after that, giving us a little bit of laughs, forced out of his own company by former protege Darren Cross. Dr. Hank Pym recruits the talents of Scott Lang, a master thief just released from prison. Lang becomes Ant-Man, trained by Pym and armed with a suit that allows him to shrink in size, possess superhuman strength, and control an army of ants. The miniature hero must use his new skills to prevent Cross, also known as Yellow Jacket, from perfecting the same technology and using it as a weapon for evil. Now, this movie, it doesn't really add anything to the story, but you get an Ant-Man origin, and, you know, it's not bad. It's funny. So, the summary of Phase 2 plays out exactly in release order, except Guardians and Guardians Volume 2, which, like I told you guys, comes right after the first Guardian. The film was released in Phase 3, but actually takes place before then. So, you know. Hey. Let's see here. And then, of course, if you watch, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff like that, that actually kind of might have helped you with the Phase 2 thing. I personally didn't watch. I don't watch TV shows, so I don't watch, like, any of the Netflix stuff. But you can if you want to. That's a personal thing. But, yeah. Everything came out in release order, you know, basically kept you up to date in Phase 2. Phase 3, we are currently here. Like I said, 2 days away from ending it all. Captain America Civil War, 2016. All right. Political pressure mounts to install a system of accountability when the actions of the Avengers lead to collateral damage. The new status quo deeply divides members of the team. Captain America believes superheroes should remain free to defend humanity without government interference. Iron Man sharply disagrees and supports oversight. As the debate escalates into an all-out feud, Black Widow and Hawkeye must pick a side. All right, this movie's pretty awesome. This introduces us to T'Challa, the Black Panther. All right, also it gives us another glimpse of the Winter Soldier doing his thing. This actually gives us a great character arc for Tony Stark. Like I said, man, Captain America is the most important guy, man. Without him, people ain't changing, people ain't growing. All right, Captain America has to make great things. He's fighting his friend Tony with Bucky, trying to make sure that Tony don't lose his mind and kill him. And then Cap has to lose his mind and beat the dog shit out of Iron Man, show him like, hey fam, chill. You know, this movie's great, man. A lot of character arcs for everybody. Black Panther has a character arc. He learns, like, vengeance isn't everything. You can't let it consume you. It's just, overall, you get to see Iron Man and Captain America really try to be friends, but understand, like, we got to go on different paths. And the reason I say Iron Man is so important in the MCU is because he's the one unchanged character, you know, from the 40s all the way to now. He still believes in the good of everybody, and you watch the characters around him change, but you never see Cap change. Cap is going to be the same person. He's still good on the inside. He's still fighting for what he believes in, but he's also watching everybody else adjust to fighting for the good. So you get to see Captain America really, you know what I'm saying, he's the leader. You see his leadership qualities. I'm unchanged. Either you're going to get with me or I'm going to bust your ass. It's that simple. We also get to see Spider-Man in this movie as well. And the introduction of Giant Man, a.k.a. Big Ant-Man. So Civil War was pretty dope. 2016, also a Russo Brothers movie. All right. Next, we got Spider-Man Homecoming. Thrilled by his experience with the Avengers, young Peter Parker returns home to live with Aunt May. Under the watchful eye of mentor Tony Stark, Parker starts to embrace his newfound identity as Spider-Man. He also tries to return to his normal daily routine, distracted by thoughts of proving himself to be more than just a friendly neighborhood superhero. Peter must soon put his powers to the test when the evil Vulture emerges to threaten everything that he holds dear. Now, Homecoming. Hit or miss. Some people liked it, some people didn't. I think Vulture was a great villain. Character changes. They changed MJ to Michelle. The only MJ we know is Mary Jane. Still trying to figure out that change. Is kind of weird. Whatever. Overall, Tom Holland's a great Spider-Man. He's got the boyish charm. You know, we need Spider-Man in high school right now, so that's pretty dope. Some people wish the Spider-Man was grown, but hey, teach his own, man. I like the choice that they chose. Spider-Man Homecoming, pretty fun. It's a good kids movie. All right, 2016 through 17, we got Dr. Stephen Strange. All right, his life changes after a car accident robs him of the use of his hands. When traditional medicine fails him, he looks for healing and hope in a mysterious enclave. He quickly learns that the Enclave is at the front line of a battle against unseen dark forces bent on destroying reality. Before long, Strange is forced to choose between his life of fortune and status, or leave it all behind to defend the world as the most powerful sorcerer in existence. Ka-ka! Doctor Strange. I actually think Doctor Strange is pretty cool. You know, all the cinematic effects that they use with the reality and all that kind of stuff. Kind of reminds me of Inception. Pretty dope. All right. Now, 2017, we have Black Panther. After the death of his father, T'Challa returns home to his African nation of Wakanda to take his rightful place as king. When a powerful enemy suddenly reappears, T'Challa, mettled as king and as Black Panther, gets tested when he's drawn into conflict that puts the fate of Wakanda and the entire world at risk. Faced with treachery and danger, the young king must rally his allies and release the full power of Black Panther to defeat his foes and secure the safety of his people. Now, Black Panther introduces us to Killmonger. Fire enemy, bro. Fire enemy. All right. Now, a lot of people didn't like him because they felt like he was too radical. F all that. Look, I think Killmonger was fire. He was about that action. He was trying to put white people in the grave for being rude to us. Hey, man, you know what? I was all for it. Killmonger was a fire ass enemy. All right. I love a villain that you can get behind him or the hero, and you're like, either way, like, I see their points. That's why I like Vulture. He wasn't just trying to take over the world. He had a real reason why he wanted to, you know, be Vulture. But anyway, Black Panther's fire. It got an Oscar. It's the first movie in the MCU to get an Oscar. Got to congratulate people on that. Now, the final fight in Black Panther is pretty underwhelming. The CGI starts to get a little ridiculous. They start looking like rubber bands, kind of like Spider-Man 2. If you look at Spider-Man 2, you can see he's kind of rubber bandy. Yeah, but that was really it. No real complaints there. Black Panther's got plenty of quotables. You know what I'm saying? It's a pretty good movie, man. We will not have it. No. All right. Next, we got Thor Ragnarok 2017. In prison on the other side of the universe, the mighty Thor finds himself in a deadly gladiatorial contest that pits him against the Hulk, his former ally and fellow Avenger. Thor's quest for survival leads him in a race against time to prevent the all-powerful Hela from destroying his home world and the Asgardian civilization. Now, Thor Ragnarok is pretty cool. You get to see the arc of Thor not being so serious, more goofy, more likable. You really, in this movie, you really start to see, like, you know what? I can get behind Thor. He's pretty dope. I love the way that they wrote him out in this movie, you know, from being just stale. You also get the introduction of Valkyrie. We get to see Planet Hulk, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty dope. Bruce Banner and the Hulk's arc is pretty cool. You get to see it's more of a relationship now instead of a, I hate this guy, but I turn into him when you guys make me. You know, it's pretty cool. Overall, the movie was definitely entertaining. Jeff Goldblum's in it. He does a great job. The final fight is pretty fun. Very fun. The music that they use is great. So, yeah. Thor Ragnarok. I liked it a lot. Then, we got Avengers Infinity War. Iron Man, Thor, the Hulk, and the rest of the Avengers unite to battle their most powerful enemy yet, the evil Thanos. On a mission to collect all 6 Infinity Stones, Thanos plans to use the artifacts to inflict his twisted will on reality. The fate of the planet and existence itself has never been more uncertain as everything the Avengers have fought for has led up to this moment. Now, Infinity War. Man, movie is incredible. All right, first, 5 minutes, we get to see the Hulk get pieced up, bing, 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 dropped. You know what I'm saying? You see lots of death. There's death all over this movie. Loki dies in the first 5 minutes. Heimdall, Idris Elba, whatever his name is. He gets killed in like the first 5 minutes. You know, you get to see all kinds of crazy character arcs. You know, you really see how much Gamora and Peter really love each other. You found that out on Guardians 2, but it was really nice to see in Infinity War. Also, Tony Stark, You see how far he's willing to go to really protect Earth? You know, I thought he was going to die when he got stabbed. Shit was crazy. All the fight scenes are pretty dope. Spider-Man's there with the nice quips. You know, always doing movie references like he did in Civil War. He did a Star Wars reference. In this one, he did an Alien reference. It's pretty good. The whole Hulk not coming out, fighting Banner. You know, I didn't like it at first, but after watching it again, I was like, this is kind of, you know, all right. Like, you see the Hulk got beat up so bad. Like, it was like, bruh, nah, I don't want to do it today. So, it was pretty nice to see, man. Overall, Thanos, another great villain that you can get behind. You can see his logic. It's not like he's just trying to kill people for no reason. Like, my man is just literally trying to bring balance due to his past, you know? So, definitely good. You get to see Thanos has a heart when he kills his own daughter. Yeah, I know that sounds really weird. He has a heart, but he kills his daughter. But, yeah. Infinity War, super fire. If nothing else, watch the first 5 minutes and just watch the Hulk get massacred. Bop, 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 bop. Knee, blah. Like, it was bad. All right, after that, a lot of people were confused. You're not supposed to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp before you watch Infinity War. That literally wouldn't make sense. You watch Ant-Man and the Wasp. Scott Lang is grappling with the consequences of his choices as both a superhero and a father. Approached by Hope Van Dyne and Dr. Hank Pym, Lang must once again don the Ant-Man suit and fight alongside the Wasp. The urgent mission soon leads to secret revelations from the past as the dynamic duo finds itself in an epic battle against a powerful new enemy. Now, this movie is not all that important, but the end credit scene shows you the quantum realm, Scott's in it, why he's still alive, when everybody snaps, everybody disappears. That's really the only reason Ant-Man and the Wasp, to me, has any value. Other than that, I mean, it's an entertaining movie. Whatever, it's Ant-Man. Cool. So, guys, that was the MCU walkthrough with Radical Jack. And next we got, of course, Endgame, which comes out this Friday. All right? I want you guys to make sure you guys go and see that because it's going to be fire. All right? Radical Jack's views, baby. Y'all already know how we're doing it, man. I want to thank everybody for all your listens. Everybody that supported me so far, I really do appreciate it, man. Almost at 1,000 views or listens, whatever you want to call it. We're at like 948. So I really do thank you guys, man, for real. It's hard to say that it's my dream to talk about, you know, just being on a podcast, but this is something that gets me closer to the dream at the end of the day. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Social media plugs are as follows. IG, it's going to be Radical_Jack_Film and Fitness. On Facebook, it's facebook.com@RadicalJackMovies. On Twitter, _RadicalJack. And for the official podcast website, it's going to be anchor.fm/Xavier-Jackson. Of course, you can hear me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any major podcast in sight at Radical Jack's Views. All right. Now, guys, big news. Got some merch coming to you. All right. The Radical Jack shirts are coming in. If you look on Instagram, you will see them available. Shout out to Marcus Stover and BTC Apparel. They will be the ones making the shirts, so they will be black owned. So make sure you guys continue to support a black business, BTC Apparel on Instagram. There's also the website, btcmovement.net. Check it out. If you can't find the website, like I said, go to the Instagram, BTC Apparel. Link is in the bio. All right. Intro ending music always done by Kevin Smith, a.k.a. Young Smitty. SoundCloud.com/Young-Smitty. All right. If you got a young athlete, need some training, check out Etage Allen, Easy Braun, all right? Easy Braun. Rudy Cruz is the man behind the camera. If you check out the YouTube Radical Jack's Views, check out that Us review. Rudy Cruz and Busy Bear Productions did that for me. And of course, if you got a foot fetish, shoe fetish, if you love kicks, you need the new J's. You need the Air Force One so you can be a defensive animal like Patrick Beverly. Check out Chris Drone at Get 'Em Kicks. All right, he's doing his thing out there in Japan. Make sure you guys go and support. All right? This podcast is all about Jack's Radical Views, and you, my listeners, are welcome. All right? I don't have all the answers, Maybe you do. Let's discuss it, man. Radical Jack, we talk shit or die trying, man. We do it big. We're going hard. I'm giving you everything I got. I'm doing the research and trying to make sure I give you guys quality episodes. That's why you hear me so crispy and clear. I promise, mics, all that stuff. I'm trying to make sure that everything is good for you guys. I put a lot into this. I don't take it for granted. All right. Once again, I thank you guys for listening. You guys be blessed.
I'm gonna beat them cakes. I'm gonna beat them cakes. Don't you know I love them cakes?
Speedy on the track.
I love them cakes.
I love them.
I love them cakes.
I love them.
I love them cakes. You know I love them. I love them cakes.
I love them.
I love them cakes.
I love them.
I love them cakes. I'm gonna beat them cakes. I'm gonna beat them cakes.